Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I feel like the Marquette contingent just continues to grow and grow.
Yeah, they've only gotten bigger and bigger.
And so we got plenty. Great to see all you guys out. Come on out and see it, even if you're just coming to watch games, even if you're not going down to the arena to watch any of the other games. But, JP,
yeah.
So much discussion about the greatness of March Madness. Has it taken a step back? Has it not? You have compiled, though, I guess we'll start here. You do not think March Madness, the first 2 days of the tournament, are the best 2 days of sports.
But we really do it. We're going for the best day of sports. So you can make it either Thursday, you can make it Friday, you can call whatever way you want. What's interesting about March Madness is that Friday is basically deja vu.
Yeah.
We just did this yesterday in many respects. We didn't do this being out here at the Clevelander, but we essentially did this just yesterday in many ways. But I wanted to use all factors at play here, okay?
Okay.
So I'm talking even like the weather outside matters, the time of the year matters. I think all of this has to come into play for what makes it an actual best day of the sports year, because I think so much about this typically being a good March day outside comes into the good vibes. You get spring. It feels like decent drinking weather. People then have a lot of drinks. You got sun up to sundown. You have all sorts of games. Even if the games aren't great, there's still things to talk about and discuss. And so that's why I think a lot of people would put it at the very, very top.
So the beauty of the first 2 days is you only need one good day. For instance, today seems like a better day of the tournament than yesterday was. Fair?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I get what you're saying. I think it's just us being out in the environment makes it seem like it's better. The games themselves haven't been particularly great.
I mean, Robert Morris pushed Alabama. What am I looking at here?
We had a Duke game by a million. Maybe it's just been in the past couple hours. But I don't know. I haven't been amazed by the games today.
I'm looking to see if I can counteract. I mean, Michigan, San Diego, was that yesterday? You can see
it wasn't today.
You can see the problematic thing here of being on the quill for the last 24 hours. But
yeah,
okay.
Well, I just think about it. Like the last couple hours, though, you had Duke beat out Mount St. Mary's by a million. You had Iowa State beat Lipscomb by a million, and it just kind of felt like that's been what we've seen. Like I haven't paid attention. Right now, Maryland's up a million by Grand Canyon. You got North Carolina vomiting all over their shoes against Ole Miss. Like, I haven't looked up and thought that's fun basketball in at least 2.5 hours.
We got Colorado State over Memphis. We got Baylor over Mississippi State. But I digress. Give me your candidates for best days of the year in sports.
Okay, so, again, this is an all-encompassing thing, and I get for a lot of people, they're like, well, it doesn't matter. We just drank sun up to sun down, and that's all that really mattered. Opening day was at the very top of me. I think opening day is the best sports day of the year, and especially when you're in a city like Cleveland that celebrates it the way that we do.
Yeah, I will say, I have not for a very long time had the day off on opening day, and it's my only quibble. Much like the NCAA tournament, not being able to actually just enjoy the games, but it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It
doesn't matter at all.
Baseball's back.
You got,
how does the game go?
And you got 161
yep.
to still just kind of get it together after the fact. You loved it. Your opener's on the mound against another team's opener, which is always, you have a great pitching matchup. The vibes are immaculate. You're in the springtime already, so the weather tends to be nicer. You can crack open a beer, but if you don't want to, that's fine too. You get a hot dog at the stadium. Opening day is primo.
and it's at least 1 week later, usually, than the first round of the tournament. And that 1 week in March in Ohio can make all the difference.
For
right?
sure. Look at even this year.
Can I
got
add,
a couple weeks in between, but yeah.
To me, the home opener, if it's opening day, is the best possible version of that. Like, what do we got? Kansas City coming up in 8 days, or 6 days, excuse me. I'm a little disconnected by that. When they start on the road, it's not, it takes about 25% of the awesomeness out of opening day.
For sure.
Because to me, there's just nothing better than going to the ballpark, even if it's a little chilly, burger dog, all that. It's not the same if you're, and it feels like the Guardians always open the regular season away, and maybe that's kind of coming into my thinking here. If we're trying to say, is opening day better than the first 2 days of the tournament?
I mean, it's the one day out of the year where baseball, outside of the postseason, where baseball gravitates and takes everyone's attention. Baseball's yeah. cool on opening day.
Ooh, Mister, is that gonna jump the shark for you?
No, that's fine.
All right, so Mr. Hemp to you, saying best day of the sports is January 1st. Best day of sports, rather. Words are hard. Saying you're still hammered from the New Year's party. You're probably off work, and you have great college football bowl games to look forward to.
I'm hungover all day for the most part, though.
You go that hard on New Year's?
Sometimes. I didn't this year, obviously, because I have a 2-year-old, and I just don't go hard in the paint really ever anymore. Yeah, because you're the next day. You're not really concerned about any of life's problems. You got college football on the screen, which is always nice. Sometimes it coincides where you have college football and the NFL. It's a great sports day. It needs to be in the consideration. It's not the greatest, but it is a great sports day.
Ever since we went to New Year's when Olivia was 3 months old, and your boy was sober on at 12 o'clock when the ball dropped, and then the tequila came.
Yeah.
We are not allowed to go out for New Year's anymore.
Well, it is amateur hour in a lot of ways.
No,
for a lot of people.
I was the amateur, and yeah. I think burned the bridge. So now I'm going to have a little champagne. I might have a beer or two. That's about all. It really is protecting me from Frank the Tank.
You also don't stay up too late either, so staying up until midnight would have to be like an actual stretch for you.
Oh, I hate it. Even just thinking about it, maybe it's the quill, maybe it's being exhausted, maybe it's just needing to go back to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, you said staying up to midnight and I about collapsed.
It sounds exhausting, but right now you're in the frame that I've been in before where everything sounds exhausting right now, I would imagine.
What is the best sports day of the year? JP thinks opening day in baseball is better than the first day of the tournament.
We have two others that I want to play with here. And by the way, January 1st, we have to take in consideration the idea that it's cold as hell outside, the weather's not great. You also then have had a multitude of days off, which means you've probably gone about as hard as you want to go already. But it's a great sports day. That is a great sports day. How about Thanksgiving?
All right.
You have 3 football games. Now, the only hang up here is it might not be a football game that you care about. So, like, yep. The Browns aren't playing more times than not on Thanksgiving Day, and that's a problem in this consideration. But you have 3 football days, you have a bunch of family, you have all sorts of food, the whole idea of Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving has turned into not only just a primo sports day, I think it's turned into a primo day in the calendar year in general.
Yeah, the weather can harsh my mellow really quickly. But
you just get like it's like quarter zip vibe. I've golfed on Thanksgiving before.
All right, can I add another caveat? Because I agree, Thanksgiving's a great day if you're hosting. Because after the food is done, your responsibilities are done. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just kick your feet up, drink, and eat as much as you want. Take a nap if you want. The stakes are so low that even the football games don't matter. It's just that they're on, like. And honestly, it might even be better if the football stinks, because then you're not as engaged with it. That's the only problem.
Well, that might take us out. That might take us off of it being a great sports
day. That's kind of what I was going to say. Is it might hamper my ability to see that as a truly great sports day.
Also, if you don't like your family at all, probably not a great sports day either. Because like, what's beautiful about Thanksgiving is you get to not only watch the games, but you're watching the games with family members that you presumably like. And then that's always just a good time. And you get the food out of the way early, but then there's second helpings of the food as well, which is great. And you just kind of ease into your day. Before you know it, you're watching the Cowboys and Dolly Parton sing.
All right. You are a little blessed in this, though, because your family's in Chicago. and Alicia has
more
a smaller.
More Kansas City than Chicago. Right,
well, because they're not in town,
yeah.
You don't know the vast hellscape of having to go to three different places on Thanksgiving.
I go to one place. I go to Alicia's uncle's house.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Whether it's hosting or just going to one place, like, we got to go to Mama's. Then we'll go to Vanessa's parents' house. Even that one extra spot is a hell of a lot.
So what the other 3 days that offer up, and obviously this includes March Madness, is that it is a choose-your-own-adventure book.
Uh-huh.
You get to decide your own everything, whereas Thanksgiving, sometimes you got slotted in spots. But I think Thanksgiving has earned its right into being a primo sports day. The last
right,
one
wait,
here.
Wait, real quick. Yep. Just overall.
Yeah.
I'll put opening day above March Madness. The first round of March Madness.
I like that opening day is number one for us.
I gotta put Thanksgiving below it. The weather's too much of an
anomaly. I just love it so much, though. I love Thanksgiving so much.
The weather's too much of an uncontrollable factor.
I love NFL football. I love the vibes
travel.
Of the fall.
If I could just sit, eat a ridiculous amount of food at my house and drink and fall asleep, whatever, that's the ticket.
I do think there was a moment in my life, by the way, where these days, Thursday and Friday, were, one, if not number one, right there with 1A and 1B.
Does Bacon of War Gaming steal anything here, or can I read that? Just making sure.
No, that's good.
All right, so Bacon of War Gaming saying, give me opening night of NFL or NHL. Over opening day of baseball.
So the opening night of the NFL is nice in that it is usually the Super Bowl winner from the previous year.
Yeah, but it's Thursday night.
It's always a good game, but it's a Thursday night.
You're throwing it away on Thursday night.
You probably had to work that day, yep. And then you work, and then you go into watching the football game. That's no different to me than getting just a really cool Monday night football matchup or Thursday night football matchup in general.
Now, this might just be a sports preference thing, which that just might be what it comes down to for BOWG, as we call them, Bacon of War Gaming.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched opening night of hockey. Like, thought.
No.
It's opening night of hockey, and I, you know me.
You like hockey.
I've been to several Hawks games in the last year.
Yeah.
It's on, yeah, I'll turn it on. But if it's just appointment watching, nah, not for me.
Moment I knew that March Madness was starting to slip, and Thursdays and Friday of March Madness were not on the higher rankings than most, is when Lima didn't get his vasectomy during this stretch right here. That was always the go-to. Everyone always planned the vasectomy around those days, and the fact that someone that likes it as much or used to like it as much as Lima wasn't doing it on that day told me we've gone a long way.
All right, what's the final one there, buddy?
All right, final one, and this one's going to be, I think this one's going to be heated and contentious, mainly because the day itself has changed. The parties around it has changed in recent years as well, because everyone's got a 75-inch TV and nobody throws parties for this anymore. Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday is a great sports day. It is the culmination of the football season. There is always great food. There are parties, although they're not as rampant as they used to be. You can have anyone and anyone over. It is a choose-your-own-adventure book. You can do as much and as little as you want to do it. Everyone is talking about it. The commercials come and play as well. It is a primo sports day.
I don't love it. I usually end up fatigued. The game's too late. We don't get the day off after, which I think will change once they go to President's Day.
And maybe that's what this needs. This might need just a day off the next day, an acknowledgement from the government and everyone that does this, that we need that day off to boost the ratings up on this thing.
216-474-0092. JP just gave you his three greatest, best sports day of the year. Would you put opening day in baseball, the Super Bowl, or Thanksgiving ahead of the first day or two of college basketball? We're going to continue on, guys, with that. I still just don't know about Super Bowl Sunday, and get back to the quarterback trios as well as a surprising name in one that was just sent to us in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It was St. Mary's and Vanderbilt. Our Vanderbilt friends, their hearts got crushed.
Said at the same time, that's a little weird.
Same wavelength.
But, Vanderbilt actually took a 7-point lead into the half, and then it was all St. Mary's in the second half, just like we all thought it was going to be.
But we did have an awesome communal moment when everyone was watching as Vanderbilt was trying to go ahead and tie up the game, and you wondered if they could. Like, that was fun, Nick. That was a good time.
Also, we've had a fair amount of Michigan State people – cycle in and out.
Yeah, they have not stayed, and they don't have like a committed corner or anything. Like Marquette's had that committed corner. Alabama's had their committed corner. Alabama.
Marquette's been here for so long.
Yeah.
That when people started to leave, the guy from Marquette was shaking people's hands like the mayor.
Well, the guy with the suit is been in that same spot for, it's got to be 2.5 hours now.
Again, I respect that. I respect a man that says, I am the face of my community.
Yeah, you come to me.
Yeah, and hey, it was nice hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry your team lost or won. Very nice to meet you.
Also, the Marquette guy in the gold jacket over there, have you noticed him? He's been in that same spot for basically 3 hours now as well.
Oh,
he's got 84 on the back of his jacket. I don't know if that means like he used to play football in 84. I'm going to guess class of 84, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of thing you do, yeah.
He also kind of looks a little bit old to be class of
84. I don't think he's 84. I know 80 is the new 60, but
that's
that,
right. Wait,
that man is 60.
He's old.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
He's over 60.
Mac, I'm going to need you to go ask that guy how old he is.
Yeah, will you go ask that guy? Just be like, we're doing a bit on the radio here. Yeah. We want to know how old you are.
We got a tied room. JP says over 70. I'm saying he's 60 or over.
And you'll probably be – he'll like you because yours implies he's aging like fine wine.
Yeah, so all you need to tell him is you love his jacket.
Yeah.
And then ask him, hey.
Maybe find out what the 84 actually means. Is it class of 84? Because then we know how old he is if it's just class of 84.
Come on, Mac. We need you on this one.
Just
we can't
one
do it.
You know, Katie would do it in a second for us.
That's true. Katie would. Katie, I'm not saying Katie's better than you. I'm saying that Katie would do this. Oh, Matt, come on.
Matt, just be like, sweet jacket. I love it. You're with the Marquette group. Is that the year that you graduated? He's going to tell you an awesome story.
Yeah, and then tell
that
him,
guy's got stories.
There we go, Mac. I'm so proud of Mac. This is a big moment for him. If you asked him to go talk to a woman, he wouldn't. But
no
if you asked
chance.
Him to tell him, you know, go talk
the
to a guy.
The fact that it's a guy is the only reason why
Marquette,
he's doing this.
Marquette fan.
And also a very non-threatening looking individual as well.
Like he's just very nice young man.
Yeah, he's like he's going to love to point to us and be like the guys on the radio.
That's exactly what Mac does, though. Mac is not a man.
It came from just a point of intrigue.
Yeah. No,
of interest.
Okay, we can understand.
You're wearing a gold jacket in a bar.
This is just a win. Did he blow our spot up a little bit pointing at us?
A lot
of course. Mac went over there. That's a win.
Now that guy can come over and request songs like everyone else does.
That guy's going to request Journey.
We'll play Journey for you.
I'm going to tell you right now. But he's not going to want, faithfully, he's not going to want Don't Stop Believing. Maybe anytime, maybe Wheels?
Sure.
Oh, Wheels.
Sure.
All right, Mac is back. All right, Mac, turn on your microphone there. You know how this works. I don't know what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us on the gentleman from Marquette?
Yeah, so his name's Jim.
Oh, Jim, nice.
Graduated in 1984.
Okay, nice. That's good. That's not a misleading.
62.
Aha! Yes! That's good to win.
I hate to break it to Jim, but I'm not going to.
Whoa.
I'm not going to.
That's he looks good for 62. I think you're getting a square look at him. I think you're judging him from a glance. I've walked past him a few times.
62 is so young these days, though. 62 is very young these days.
You think you're going to look better than Jim?
No, I don't think I. Jim, you look great. You love the jacket, Jim. You look great.
By the way, what a phony response by you.
Well, I'm not going to tell him he looks bad.
If you want to be honest, if you want to stick with that energy, you should have.
No chance. No chance am I sticking with that energy.
Why?
I'm going to tell a 62-year-old he looks like he's 72?
You just said it on air. He could have heard it from there. Maybe
he
that's why he
hear
left.
It. Hilbert came over here and told us they couldn't hear anything more than 5 feet away from us.
The
no
guys are looking at us. They're telling me that
Zero
they can hear that far out.
Chance he heard
now,
any
now Jim
bit
is 62. He might not have been able to hear us.
Way across I just think the it's, bar. No chance.
I just think it's coincidence that we were talking to Jim and then Jim left the bar. Now, that might be that Mac is off-putting. That could be the case here.
Yeah.
Or
that's way more in play than anything I see.
Yeah, or no. All right.
There's
this
no,
is you trying
okay,
to get yourself
no
off the hook.
There's no chance he actually heard me. You know that, and I know
saying
that.
Saying he looked like
zero
just a dogged
chance.
Ass
now, these
old
people
man.
Are saying maybe they can hear us over here, so now I'm getting a little worried about Jim.
Yeah.
Now, listen, he's a little worried.
Listen, if you want to live in your truth when he's walking by you, and you like keep that energy. Jim.
I'm not going
to
get bullied.
I thought
that.
You were 70.
I'm going to be nice to Jim.
You weren't nice to him. You were nice to his face, but you weren't nice to him. You called him an old ass.
I think Jim appreciates that. That type of jacket, I think he appreciates that.
I saw the look in Jim's eye. You guys couldn't see this because you're out
Jim
there.
Jim was smiling ear to ear. He gave us
a very dismissive.
He looked, a very mayoral
vibe. He looked
vibes.
At me. Looked
he
at
is
me.
A vibe, and he was loving it.
He looked at me
but
with
he
like,
definitely looks like, he's 72.
Like that guy's the decent one.
Yeah.
And then looked at you, and you were like, you look good, Jim. He just like turned his head down and just kept going.
Yeah, that's
how
I saw. The one where I want to face the music, by the way.
Why?
Doing
he's
a
gone.
Radio remote with Jim when Jim approaches is not where I want to face the music.
Do you think Jim's going to hit you with a 1-2?
You wear a
pop,
gold jacket
pop,
with your class that you graduated at Marquette in public. I don't know what you're capable of.
Maybe 1984 Jim would, but 62-year-old Jim is a man of leisurely pleasure. He's a man of the world. He's learned not to. He speaks with his heart. He doesn't speak with his fists.
Yeah. We learned a lot about Jim there, didn't
we? Did.
We really
did. The jacket said everything.
Really got
the,
there.
The kinder, older gentleman smile.
Also, Marquette, Midwest nice. Midwest nice. He was not. There's no chance Jim would have been any sort of mad about any of it.
Yeah, no. Well, anybody from the Midwest. Now, those Alabama folks, they would have gotten punchy with you.
Alabama! Oh, you never insult an Alabama fan.
No, people have been saying that for a very long
Jonesing.
Time. We're not breaking
they're jonesing for a fight.
Yeah, especially today. Robert Morris gave him a fight. They almost didn't want that fight. Now they want that fight.
Yeah.
Let's go with Todd. We were just talking about our great sports days. JP pitching that opening day. Better than the opening round of the college basketball tournament. Also said Thanksgiving. Also said Super Bowl Sunday. Todd, welcome to the show, friend.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we this evening?
Hi,
we're doing very good. If JP thought you looked like crap, said it when you were across the room. But then, while you approached, he said you look very nice for your age. Would you be offended by that he just wasn't honest with you?
Well, first off, to answer your question, Nick, I would be offended. However, what's wrong with JP, I love you, brother, but didn't you guys go to, like, a Cavs game or something at the Rocket where he was fighting with all the mascots? He couldn't get along with them.
Yep.
And now he's fighting with the Marquette gentleman who graduated in 84. JP, you got to clean it up, buddy, when you're out.
No, that was me cleaning it up. Being nice to his face was me cleaning it up. We learned at the Rocket Arena, don't get confrontational.
You got bullied around
don't,
by some mascots.
Don't say bad things to people's face. That was actually, I think this is a lesson of growth, Todd.
Good. Well, that's how we learn, right? We have to make mistakes. I get
and
it.
You're either right or you're learning, Todd, is what I always say.
Yeah, way to polish that turd, JP.
Yeah. That's all right. I'll help you polish it, JP. But, JP, seriously, I was a little bit disappointed this day was not included on your list.
Well, so it started off the conversation, and so it's definitely in the family photo of the list.
The day that I enjoy the most and Of course, like Jonathan, I was a huge Dale Earnhardt fan. I like the last Sunday of May. You have the Indy 500, and then later in the evening you have what's now the Coca-Cola 600, but used to be the World 600. Admittedly, I'm a motorsports nerd, and a lot of people don't even consider it a sport, but that's a day that I really enjoy.
No question.
Todd, we appreciate
you. Thank you, Todd.
And the firm assurance that JP needs to clean it up, I appreciate that. That's a good teammate right there. That's a good friend.
Also, a late addition in the list. And I didn't put this one in there because I don't think it would be for the group. I don't think it would be for people out there listening. We'll have this in the top four, top five. And I was going definitely for more broad appeal.
Yeah.
But Sunday at the Masters does hit in a very, very strong way for myself.
Is it the Jim Nance? Is it the...
Yeah, I mean, it's Jim Nance, it's every bit of everything. The azaleas, all of it. But great weather, the whole everything. But it doesn't necessarily make it a great sports day.
You've been a big azalea guy for a while.
Yeah, the sports world does not recognize the Masters the way that they do either today or yesterday with March Madness, opening day, the Super Bowl, even the NFL with Thanksgiving. It's just not there, even though I wish it was.
Eric on Twitter saying, wild card weekend over Super Bowl Sunday, much like the first round of the tournament. If the games stink, the weekend stinks, and that's probably the problem with it. But we got Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for Buff Zone, talking Shador. Will he throw at Colorado's big day? We'll also get his thoughts on Deion Sanders' big plan for the spring game in Colorado. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.